Meditation 11, the sixth element practice. So as usual, take your time to get yourself as comfortable as possible. See if you can start thinking of this, not just as a preparation for meditation, but as the beginning of meditation. So you've already began to meditate. Find your breath and your body, and use your breath to help relax any holding. Be particularly careful to release the legs and contact the sensations in the buttock, the movement in the pelvic floor if you can, the breathing, the base of the posture to establish stability, connection with the earth. A sense of being supported from beneath, and if possible, an energetic connection with the earth. Have a sense of the sky and the space above your head, and see if you can allow the head to respond to this image. Come into presence by being aware of the sounds around you. Just breathing, letting the breathing begin to settle. Relaxing the face. So this meditation helps us to loosen our sense of self a little. And we do this by considering the six elements in turn, starting with the element earth, associated with your root, breathing in and out. Beginning to think about all the parts of you that are connected with this element earth, which stands for anything with solidity and resistance. Your bones, your muscle and flesh, your organs, your hair, your nails, your teeth. Anything with a certain density and resistance. Maybe you'd like to start with your teeth. Consider your bones. Keep a light awareness of the breath if you can while you're doing this. You're just breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the weight of your body, the density of your body, the solidity of your body. Feeling the earth element in your body. Skull and the pelvis, the spine, all the bones in the legs and the arms and the hands. So you can do this quite analytically and systematically, or you can just relax into the body and see what it offers you as direct experience of the earth element inside of you. Keep the face relaxed. Once you feel you've established the sense of earth inside of yourself, start considering the earth element as it manifests outside of yourself. So again, this is everything with solidity, density, weight, house you're sitting in, the trees in the garden, the plants, the earth itself, the rocks, the hills, the animals, and so on and so forth. Nearly everything on earth possesses some of this element, earth, in the way that it is made up. So we try and have a sense of the earth element as it manifests outside and inside. And then we consider, in order to maintain the element earth in our bodies, we have to take it in every day. Eating food to maintain our bodies. The slow river of earth moving through us, nourishing us and passing out again into the world. We might like to ask ourselves the question, can I find my sense of self in this element? What does it feel like to identify with this element or not identify with this element? And consider that this element on your death will pass wholly into the world that you consider to be exterior to your interiority. So the next element we consider is the element water. This stands for everything fluid, liquid, inside of us, makes us up. Our blood, our saliva, our urine, the fluid in our joints and our spine, the digestive juices, and so on and so forth. Can get a direct experience of this element in the mouth properly. Maybe have a sense of your blood moving around your body. The element in your digestive system. On the surface of your eyes. In your inner ear, and so on. So we're establishing a sense of this element within us. When we feel we have a sense of this element, within our own bodies, making up our own bodies. We can consider it externally in all the ways it manifests in the world, through rain and rivers, through lakes and seas, through dew and mist. Through the tears of other people. So we have a sense of this element in the world. And a sense of this element making us up. And we consider that this is the same element, and in order to maintain this element as part of our bodies, we have to take it in every day. Without this element, we would not last very long. We would soon die. Then we can ask ourselves, do I identify with this element? If so, how? Can I find myself in this element? And then we'll consider when we die that this element will return completely to the world. The next element is the element fire. Fire manifests in the body as heat, warmth, associated of course with love and passion. So notice the temperature of your own body. You might go down to the root and imagine some warmth just above the root as you breathe in and breathe out. Having a sense of this element within, you can consider this element externally, the sun and the fire. Heat of the earth itself, beneath the crust. So we have a sense of fire as it exists externally in the world, as well as the fire of our own bodies. We recognize this as the same element. knowing how easily this element passes through us. If you live in a cold climate, you'll be very aware of what you have to do in order to keep this element, even for a short time. Wear the right clothes, heat your house, and so on. Now we have to be constantly taking this element in the form of calories, which is caused the sunlight stored in plant. And how if we lost all our heat, we would very soon die. Then we can consider this element in relation to our self, our sense of self. Can it be found in this element? And what will happen to this element when we finally die? Next is the element air. And here really all you have to do is breathe in and breathe out. And there's a direct experience of this element coming from the outside into the inside. It's useful parts being taken into the blood, taken to each cell of your body. Let go again on the out-breath, being part of a interspecies network of animals, plants, grass, trees, that maintain the atmosphere. Very media in which we live. All we do is breathe in and breathe out, and it's all just given to us as direct experience. Breathing in everything around you, breathing out back into everything around you. And can yourself be found here? And how quickly we need to take this element, a constant flow for us. And we would be dead, of course, in just a few minutes if we stopped breathing. If you can enjoy your breathing body, your breath is the very source of life, the very core of your existence. Face relax. Space, the fifth element, refers to both the space inside the body, the space that the body takes up in the world, different spaces that you move through as you live, and perhaps the space that your life takes up, your house, your possessions, your car. Perhaps the psychic space you take up in other people. How do you feel about the space you take up now? space inside your body, space in which that air is entering into. Like everything, we're mostly space. What's going to happen when you die? All that space that you take up in the world will slowly pass to other people. Your house will be lived in by other people. Your car driven or junked. Your books thrown away or ending up on new bookshelves. So on and so forth. The space you take up will slowly become the space of others. And even the space you take up in others' memories will slowly fade. And can you find a sense of self in space? In the interior space or the exterior space of your life? Just keep breathing and feeling into space, space inside and space outside. Lastly, we consider the element consciousness. This could be understood as a space in which the sense of self arises. Notice all those sensations in your body, all those thoughts in your mind, all those pictures or ideas, everything that's happening in your consciousness now. Maybe there's a bird singing outside. Maybe your back's hurting a little bit. Maybe you're sad about something, or happy about something. Maybe you've got ideas, making plans. See if you can just let all of these things arise naturally and pass away naturally, without holding on to them, without rejecting them. Kind of calm abiding. We start to ask the question, what are all these things arising within? That consciousness, can I find a cell in that consciousness? Don't try too hard. Think of it more as a feeling, feeling into, listening into your own arising in the world. And all around you, the world arising out there, everything arising. What will happen to this consciousness when you die? Don't try and work it out. See if you can have a feeling of letting go right now, in this moment, on the out-breath, releasing, maybe on the in-breath, gathering again at the heart. When you've had enough, just sit for a few minutes.